T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable. Live and local. It's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, Bucks are champs. Think of where we were a year ago. What the hell were we talking about a year ago? I don't know. I think Brewers were, I think they were in the midst of their summer camp, maybe. That might have been going on. But now you've got the Brewers are in first place and the trade deadline's this week. This is a massive deal. But they're fighting for attention with the Packers with all this Aaron Rodgers stuff and just starting training camp in general. And then the Bucks are world champs. What a time to be alive. Tim Allen, host of our post-game show here on The Fan. What a time, Timmy, to be alive. I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
I talked to you last week. I did talk to you last week.
You did?
Yeah. You did the overnight show.
Ah, that's right.
And then I jumped on at 5.
We forget about that.
Yeah, so I did talk to you. I don't necessarily recall talking to you.
No. Are your bosses aware of your work habits and practices?
What do you mean?
Well, that night, there seemed to be a little something going on with you.
The night the Bucks won the NBA title, I was celebrating.
What does that mean, though?
I was having the time of my life, enjoying life and my surroundings.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, a year ago right now, the Brewers were just getting done with the Cubs to open up their season.
Oh, that's right.
You remember that? Yeah, season got underway on July 24th of last year. So, and that was coming off the crazy negotiations between the players' union and the league, and there was a lot of fighting. And
you sided with the owners. I got mad at you.
That's right. That's right. We had a big battle about that.
We came to blows.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
So now, yeah, but now it's just like everything's happening.
Well, I thought it was interesting, just on the Packers note here, Goody right there. There's been a lot of discussion about, employer and employee roles. And, you know, some say the one side is that, nope, the boss is always the boss, man, and the employee has no input. And the other side says, nah, there's certain people, they have the right to have a little input because they're that important. You just heard Goody admit that, that Aaron has earned the right of communication. And I thought that was some integrity for Brian to come out and say that, Bart. I'm pretty impressed with that.
Well, I feel that way. I mean, especially like, again, we have to remember, we do really bad at this, but we have to remember that their jobs are not our jobs. We can't say, we can't equate any normal job to that of playing sports. And where Rodgers is he's been the quarterback. He's been here for 17 years. He's clearly at the end of his career. You know, even if he is playing well, he's closer to the end, much closer to the end than the beginning. And for them to have a conversation at the end, what are your goals with the rest of your career in line with what are the Packers' goals? What's best for you? What's best for us? Does it line up? If so, let's keep going. If not, let's branch off. I think that's totally fair.
And I think that conceptually, Bart, I may disagree with that. I think it does apply to a lot of situations in the civilian world, if you will, in the non-sports world. I do. There's companies that, there's more important employees than your counterparts. It happens in our business for sure. Some people have some say and a little leverage and others don't, and that's the way it is. So I think it's a case by case basis, but I really like what they did. Now the real question is, you heard him also allude to the fact that these guys are NFLers, and you know they know what they've got to do. They won't let this outside noise distract them. I don't know. There's something to be said about chemistry, a good work environment, a hostile work environment. Most times is bad. Sometimes these guys just want to get together and win a Super Bowl and then, you know, go on their merry way. But that's going to be a question, too. Will it in any way be a hostile environment? Because I don't know how much interaction Goody has with Aaron on a regular basis. I mean, they're in the building, right?
Yeah.
Their offices are right there. So, will it be hostile? I tend to lean no, but, hey, you never know.
Well, I look at this season as the biggest, example of winning cures all ills of all time.
Yep.
Because if they win, okay, everybody's happy. But if they start losing, I'm wondering if they start 0-2, does Rodgers get to the podium and say, yeah, it would have been nice if we had another defensive tackle? You know, does he do that stuff? The minute Goody took the stage, when he can't talk about a Cobb trade, Cobb's tweeting himself in a Packer jersey that he's back. That's not a coincidence. So Rodgers is still screwing with this guy.
I don't know, but I think you're right. Oftentimes in this situation where if it does go south a little bit, it could all come apart in terms of the work environment. So I agree with you on that. Guys, this is a very good football team. I don't see him going into the tank at all.
Let me bring in John and Franklin's on the phone, 799-1250. John, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning, boys. I got to tell you, man, I had to check a little bit out of that Gutekunst presser, man.
Yeah, it was a little boring, huh? Well, we aired the whole thing.
There was a whole lot of verbs and just not a whole lot was said. I don't know how much you came out of there and how much you learned.
I learned that my Bitcoin investment went up because while he was talking, I was checking my Coinbase app.
Oh, my God. There's something. Just a couple thoughts. I see this guy shuffling across the parking lot in his backpack and his Dunderler Mufflin T-shirt, and I'm not finding Super Bowl inspiration. I'm a huge Packer fan, and I hope we're going for the Lombardi Trophy. But all I see this season being, I just see this whole thing imploding. A house divided cannot stand. And if anybody thinks just because he showed up, he's showing up and he's got the Packer uniform on, I'm not convinced that his motivations are to win a Super Bowl for this team. I mean, who even knows what's going on inside that locker room? Do you think that locker room is united behind Aaron? I mean, there is so much going on, and every time, like you just said, something negative happens this year, the press is going to be there picking at all of it. This thing is setting itself up to just implode. I hope it doesn't, but that's what I'm seeing, guys.
John. He's not just going to throw on the uniform, and he's not just any other Packer that throws the G on the helmet. This, check his ID. He's Aaron Rodgers, the MVP, one of the best to play the game.
Well, one thing I'll say, John, thanks for the call. One thing I'll say off him is, he's coming into a locker room where there's a handful of guys who have never met him yet, and they don't know anything about him.
Aaron Rodgers is just
you've got a whole rookie class that's now they don't know Rodgers. They don't know what the hell's going on. There could be divisions in this locker room very easily.
I'll talk more, but I'm filling in for Rami today, so you get an earful from me.
What about a guy like Devin Funchess or St. Brown? They're trying to make this team, and all of a sudden Rodgers wants his friend traded back, and now I'm out of a job?
Their money. Bart, his success is their money when you get down to it. His success is going to make those guys more money.
You know, it's one thing to like, it's one thing to say, I better perform well, I don't want to get cut, but now you got to think, well, I better perform well in Rodgers' eyes, or he's going to try to get me traded, or try to trade for one of his old teammates.
No, you just heard the guy in charge of that organization, Bart, say that Aaron has earned the right of communication.
He's earned it at the end of the season. Right. He hasn't earned, like, I want this, I want this. Go give me Marshall Newhouse.
No, but there'll be communication with it. And that means somewhat of opinion-based, and his opinion holds a lot of credit.
Rodgers better be having one-on-one meetings with every single person in that locker room that he does not know.
Come on.
He needs to sit down with Eric Stokes, and he needs to say, look, Stokesy, here's the deal. I'm a big-time weirdo, and I am so impressed with your tape. I watched it. Let's do this thing. I'm back to win a Super Bowl. We're going to win you a Super Bowl in your rookie year. That's what I need.
Well, Jake Kumerow and Trevor Davis and all these other guys, yeah, yeah. So who was right on that when he was wanting more help? Geronimo Allison's. Come on, guys. He deserved it. He does. And they got a great shot at a Super Bowl this year.
Well, I agree with you on that, yeah.
I mean, a great shot. And that, again, you're right in that, you know, if it comes apart, it's going to come apart maybe a wide gap. But, my goodness, I don't see it happening. And I see these guys getting on a run, and they're on a mission. If this is a last dance, that's even more motivating.
You know, this is a crazy time because we've got this happening. The Bucks are 1 week out from winning the NBA championship. I watched their video they put on last night. It's a 70-minute behind-the-scenes look at Game 6. And this is like a bummer to me because there's just so much going on. The Brewers, the Packers, the Olympics, you know, I'm into. It's like the Bucks won the title, then they had a parade, and then we have to just, like, move on? I've been waiting my whole life for this.
We can enjoy it. No, certainly. Certainly we can enjoy it. Toby, play that audio that Toby put together. I mean, play that thing, you know, play it every day.
Oh, of all the fans?
And that'll recapture that. Yeah, all the fans. All the fan reaction.
Yeah, but I can't. Really, I got to play Adrian Amos's thoughts on Aaron Rodgers being back.
And then, you know, you pass the baton to the Brewers here. And as we just discussed, the Packers have a great shot at winning a Super Bowl. You're right. There's a lot of things going on, Bart. There are.
Why does the fact that
they're mostly all good?
Why does the fact that, like, unrelated, but the fact that the Bucks won a title, why does that make me more confident that the Brewers can and will?
I guess you got to look at the season thus far. First.
No, but just the simple, like, there's already a lot about the Brewers that I like. So let's say I gave them an 80% chance to win the World Series. Now that the Bucks won the title, now I put it up to like 95%.
I might tick it up a couple of notches, but maybe not that much. It is its own entity, but I guess it proves that Milwaukee isn't snake bitten. So those of us that are waiting to get our hearts broken every year, it proves that it does happen and can happen.
Got an email here. This one's from Mark. Let me read this to you guys. Mark says, hey, guys, love the show, especially love when Tim is on. I heard Matt LaFleur's talking a little bit later. Are you going to play the press conference live? As a matter of fact, Mark, we will. That will be at 9:40. Mark goes on to say, one thing about the Brewers is, he says, I'm not a big Bucks fan. One thing about the Brewers, I've been watching every game and every at-bat, even when the NBA has been on. I have noticed that Christian Yelich has been performing very poorly. Do you think he got COVID-19 on purpose? Mark.
Oh, my God. Yeah, always a comedian in the crowd. Yep. Yep. No, these Brewers, I have a feeling, Bart, a bigger name is coming in this year. and not just your. I heard McAlvey the other day on the big show talking about, you know, the Drew Pomerantz acquisition and Jordan Lyles, and yeah, he seems to think that it's going to lean in that direction. Yeah, it might, but I think this year might be a little bit different. They got to seize the moment here with this pitching. I mean, just in their last 10 games, they're only 6-4 in their last 10. However, Bart, they're hitting .263, vast improvement. But a .215 collective ERA in 10 games. I mean, it's those types of numbers. It is a very dangerous team in the postseason, and then you got to stack onto it. Are there flaws? For sure. There are. But, man, 59-42, a cushion in the Central, an outstanding just wipeout pitching staff. Let's face it, they are. It's a pleasure to see these guys play every day. But, you know, I could see Stearns going a bigger name, a bat, and maybe surprise a lot of people.
So, I mean, Josh Donaldson's out there, Joey Gallo, Trevor Story, these could be names. I would normally preface this, Tim Allen. You're in for Rami and you're doing the post game today, eh?
Yeah, they're letting me do two.
Wow.
I know. I'm used to two or three, but I mean, they've kind of curbed that a little bit.
Wow, Tim, good for you.
Yeah, they'll bone once in a while.
Tim's, let me just let everybody know, Tim's one of these rare people on radio that likes his job.
I love to do shows. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, just, you. Yeah, it's exciting times now, but even on the lowest, what a lot of sports talkers will say, well, there's nothing to talk about. Are you kidding me? There's always something to talk about, always. Yeah, it's, I do love my job, for sure.
So, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but then I remember that I put chairs on the parade route and got on the news, and it worked out, so I will get ahead of myself. I'm looking at the Brewers here. I'm already thinking about what do they need to match up against one of the teams in the NL West, because we thought this was going to be a 3, maybe 4-team race. Right now, you're 7 up on second place Cincinnati, 8 up on the Cardinals. There is a large good probability that September is just coasting into the playoffs. Then you'd play the team based on how the records are. Let's say it all works out this way. You play the team from the NL East, right now the Mets. The NL West would be the wild card teams and then the division winner with the best record. And since you've got the NL West not until the championship series, you got to figure out, like, what do you do to beat them? The pitching, obviously, I think is there. Yeah, sure, another bullpen arm, but our starters are incredible. Even the kind of performances, I rag on Brett Anderson, but he's an under 4 ERA guy, and he was good again last night. They're good all the way around that rotation. Even some of these guys, like, we were excited about Justin Topa last year coming out of nowhere. Now there's like 7 Justin Topas on this team coming out of nowhere. So even the guys that they're pulling up from obscurity are playing well. You got to figure out, and that's what I'm looking at. Maybe, yes, you need another bat because the Dodgers lineup is stacked. The Padres are just collecting everybody they can. The Giants are not going to be quiet at the trade deadline. Tim, you're right. It's got to be bat or bust.
I think there should be a bat involved. But I will say this also. There's other teams that should look at it as to how they're going to match up against Milwaukee. Think about this, Bart. There are a good stretch of games, you know, maybe a good stretch, depending on schedules of the Dodgers or Padres or Giants or some of these other teams, Boston, Tampa. There are a good stretch of games, maybe a couple of weeks if things drop right, of having the best record in baseball. They're, you know, 3-4 wins away from the best record in the game. So I think there's another way to look at that, too. That doesn't, you know, look at the Dodgers, for example. Dodgers are very concerned about the back end of their bullpen. You want to talk matchups, they might be in trouble. They're going with Phil Bickford's of the world. And Kenley Jansen has blown a number of saves here lately. So, I mean, they've got their issues. Are the Giants for real? Some people say playing above their head a little bit, and they'll come back down to earth.
Yeah, it's been 100 games, though. They got to be for real now. It's been 100 games.
Yeah, no. There's some credibility there, for sure. They're a good team. But, you know, are the Padres going to, you know, catch fire and surpass them? I would think either the Dodgers or Padres would or should, and the Brewers may have something to say about that, and they play the Giants in a couple of series here. But, I mean, there's other teams that need to look at Milwaukee and say, hey, we need to load up on some bats because they're going to throw a three-headed monster. And, by the way, their fourth and fifth guys, Hauser and Anderson, both right around 3-8, which is pretty good for your four or five guys. So maybe there's some other teams going to combat, you know, facing the Brewers down the line.
Let's bring in CJ, 414-799-1250. What's up with you?
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, CJ.
Hey, this is what I got to say about Rodgers. The first thing he needs to do is get to the training room because he's going to need a bigger helmet than what he wore last year. And with that being said, I'm expecting a few concussions this season. And one other thing, karma is a bitch, and I'm not talking about his new girlfriend.
Well.
What comes around goes around, my friend. You know that.
Yeah, I do.
So that's all I got to say. Have a good day.
Karma does come around, CJ. Thank you. I once threw coleslaw in the air at a bar, and now I lost the respect of some heavyweights. Karma comes around.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's something to do with that, too, from a pragmatic point of view. It does tend to, you know, level things off in life and in occupation. So, I mean, I'll buy that to a degree.
I don't believe in karma. I think because a lot of bad people have done. What I believe in is energy. I believe that positive energy creates more positive energy. Because at the end of the day, what we are is mass. We are mass of energy. Humans are energy.
Wow.
This is what I believe. Bucks Lust got this to me because when Eddie J is talking about vibing supreme virtuosity, you know, I feel that. And that's why I say now that the Brewers have seen the Bucks, like nobody's talking about this curse anymore. This is what's so great about the Bucks. When the Bucks were in the playoffs, I think it was game one against the Hawks. Like you could feel everyone in there being nervous. Packer games and Brewers games. The crowd is so nervous because they don't want it to be another one of these failures. But then by by game six, everybody knew they were going to win that night. And now when people go to Miller Park, when they go to the ballpark, they're going to be like, we can do this. We can do this. So the fans are going to be giving a better energy and the players are going to feel that energy.
And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a man that, you know, as much as I go to Vegas, he goes to Roswell, New Mexico. So just saying.
How was Vegas?
A beautiful thing.
Did you win?
Always.
Like, did you win money, not like in life?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. I very rarely lose money.
Yeah? Do you know how to, like, game the machines or what?
No. No. It's all in the energy. You know, it's all we can do this.
Yeah, positive energy.
That's right.
Are you making fun of me?
No. Mm-mm.
I see.
You want to be on the show this afternoon with me?
Nah, Wednesdays I can't.
Why not?
I have to be a dad on Wednesdays.
I think people would like that.
Oh, I was on yesterday with Rami. Actually, with Plucker.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, Wednesdays. Yeah. Wednesdays are bad. Wednesdays, I got to actually got to be a dad with our daycare situation. I got to actually watch this kid. You know what I did?
One more Brewer item, Bart, that 9 of the next 20 games are against this Pittsburgh Pirates team, and I think you could really expect a minimum of 6 of those games. I think that's fair, right?
Yeah, they should win. I want to talk to you about my kid.
Okay, shoot.
All right, so I took him to the park the other day, and we're there for 45 minutes. And all he ever wants to do is go to the park. Every day he says, park, 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 outside, outside, park. So I take him to the park, and I think there's slides here, there's sand, there's so much for him to play with. So I take him by the slide. He said, no slide, Dada. I take him by the sand. He says, no sand, Dada. So he wants to wee. He wants to swing. So he swings. We're in there for 45 minutes. He doesn't smile once. I say, are you done? No. Are you done? No. 45 minutes later, he goes, bye-bye park, and then we go home. Is he a psycho?
Sounds fun.
Do you think he's a psycho?
All
he wants to go swing emotionless for 45 minutes? He's a kid. He should be using his imagination.
Well, you get ready. You just get ready. You get ready for a 16-year-old boy. And so that's, quite a few years away. But I'll just give you a heads up. They're all, I want to put this sort of, they can all tend to be, I think all of them at some point are going to be a-holes. So be prepared.
Well, yeah, judging by who his dad is, that wouldn't surprise me at all. All right, Tim, I'm going to let you go back and talk to the birds.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to play.
I'll schedule you for 4:15 today.
I can't. Can't do it.
Okay. Bye, Bart.
See you, buddy. Tim Allen, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Windowselect.com. I've told you about this for so many different reasons. The deals are great. Something a little bit new here that your boy's a part of. How about a trip to watch the Packers and the Jets in the preseason on Saturday, August 21st? A bus trip that you can win tickets for. And we'll cart you from Menominee Falls up to Green Bay and back. It is the ultimate fan bus trip to see the Packers. You get to watch the game from the Miller Lite Lounge, food and drinks included. Packers Jets, Saturday, August 21st. I'm going to be the host, which means I get up on the microphone and you're there and you're like, you get on the bus and you're kind of like apprehensive a little bit. You're like, I want to go to the game. What's going on? I take the microphone. I go, hey, is everybody having a good time? And you're like, yay. And then I pass out beers, and then by the time we're in Green Bay, we're all best friends. So that's how that's going down. Windowselect.com is where you can go to enter. Free to enter. No purchase necessary. When you're there, do request your free home estimate, because Windowselect will come out, do a free consultation, and see what it would be for you to get new windows or siding and or doors. And when you do get the new window siding and doors, they are all backed with the double lifetime warranty, because they're all high quality, energy efficient products. You still get to buy one, get one on the windows. That deal is still in existence for as many windows as you need. Buy one, get one, and no payments for a full year once it's installed. So check that out. Bus trip to the Packer game on the 21st. That's a Saturday afternoon. Windowselect.com. Tony is in Texas. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Bart. Is Tim still on the line?
No.
Oh, he dropped. Okay. So, You did? Okay. Notebook Mike's been bringing his A game lately, Bart. Have you noticed that?
Notebook Mike, yes, he's been on one. I'm very impressed with him. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, he's really, I'm ready for a Notebook Mike the musical.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing a great job. But speaking of other callers, Bart, have we heard from John, and all seriously, have we heard from John from Franklin? Is he okay?
John and Franklin was on the radio 15 minutes ago.
Okay. Good deal. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Under the weather. And, I'm going to start with Gutenkoos here, and he's got to get a little bit, better, a little bit more random in these answers. Did you get anything out of that presser?
Well, I think the big story is that Cobb dropped his photo that he's coming home the moment Goody took the stage. And I also think that he's preparing for it to be the last year. He said something to the effect of Jordan gets one more year under Rodgers. And the way I read that was Rodgers is here. We're going to do what we have to do. We think we can win the Super Bowl with him. I don't really enjoy working with him, so we will get rid of him as soon as possible, but it's in our best interest because Goody's got to put his stuff aside too. It is in the Packers' best interest to have Rodgers as the quarterback, no matter how much of a headache he has been or may continue to be for Goody.
Yeah, that's what I got out of it also. And I remember on draft day, I'm pretty sure that you hated that pick, that Jordan Love pick.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
And I want to know if that's the genesis of Aaron's displeasure, and hopefully we find out something, when he gets interviewed, because other than that, I can't they've treated him pretty well, you know.
I think he's just, you know, he's at this age now where everyone that he looks at is a new guy. And, you know, Randall, now he's coming back, but Randall was gone and dismissed in a way that maybe he didn't like. And Jordy was gone and Clay was gone. And all these guys that he came in with, they're all gone. And he doesn't like the process of how you become gone. And he doesn't like that that was happening to him.
And I understand that. And, you know, he talked about the Packers being a top-notch organization. But, I mean, we all know, like, your higher-end personalities in radio, like your Howard Stern types, they're going to get treated a little bit different than you do, you know, unfortunately. So when a Clay Matthews, a Jordy Nelson, these guys that are going to be Packer icons forever, you got to treat them with a little bit more respect. And I think that's where Aaron's kind of trying to, like, troll. I think he's trolling Goot. I think there is a shot he comes back. Do you think there's any chance he comes back if they get to the Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl?
I totally am not thinking. Like, I'll prepare that it's the last year. I don't know what percentage I would put on, but I think there's a very – yeah, I think that – I'm not saying this is Rodgers' last year.
That's my thinking, too. I think emotionally he might be like, hey, I don't want this to end. There's not a better venue in football. There's not better fans in football. I mean, he always mentions the fans during road games, and now he's been like watching, you know, the fans when he comes out, sticks around a little bit longer after games. I mean, that means something to him, you know. So I think there is a chance that he sticks around. I hope he does. I hate to see it go down like this and have a lame duck situation, but we'll see what happens. And the Packers are stacked. They are absolutely stacked, and I've been kind of looking at the breakdown of the positions and such. The only concern I really have right now is D and O-line. You know, how is Bakhtiari going to be? And then that D-line, you know, that's always an Achilles heel. But, you know, the Packers are stacked, Bart. They are absolutely stacked.
They got a good squad, Tony.
All right, Bart. Let's keep the good Bucks vibes going. I'm with you, Bart. I'm going to watch that YouTube. Great suggestion. I've been watching a little bit of that. And, yeah, keep it up, big man. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, it's really good, Tony. Thanks. The Bucks put out an all-access video, 70 minutes on Game 6 on YouTube. And I watched it last night. It's emotional, man. Even if you're not a Bucks fan, like if you just sit down to watch it, it's just incredible. Giannis and Middleton, these guys, Drew, Bobby, PJ. It's like you couldn't have asked for a better group of guys to root for. Especially Coach Bud, who I've said all along is maybe the greatest coach since Phil Jackson. Is that too much to say? Is Randall Cobb officially a Packer yet? Is this transaction gone through? It's being reported that they're going to trade for him. Randall Cobb has put himself in a jersey and said, I'm coming back. I can't imagine. I don't even, like, it's going to be for a low-round pick, okay? That we know, but how are they going to restructure that deal? He's due $8 million this season. They're not going to pay him that. There's no chance. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur coming up in a little bit as well. Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer, Matt LaFleur next. DaFam.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
12:50 a.m. The Fan from the Lakeland University Studios, online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur coming up in just a matter of moments. We heard from Brian Gutekunst. He talked a lot about Rodgers, as you would expect, that, you know, going forward, they will communicate with Rodgers about the direction of the team. He's deserved that. And is our direction the same as your direction? Ultimately, his goals for the Packers are the same as Rodgers' goals for himself, to win a Super Bowl. And that's why Goody thinks that they were able to have Rodgers back in camp. Now, there's been talk about what a new revised contract could look like. Goody does not have the answers on that for us, as that really hasn't been done. A lot of in good faith stuff at this point. Randall Cobb's coming back. That news broken by Randall Cobb, who tweeted, "The moment Goody hit the stage." So all these reporters are on their phones, and they see Cobb tweeting himself in a Packers jersey. And then they ask Goody about it, and he's like, I can't, ask me later. He's on the Houston Texans right now. I think everybody's, like, we're excited about Cobb. We like Cobb, but also, isn't that what Amari Rodgers is for? Although Amari Rodgers, I don't think Aaron Rodgers, while he may like Amari Rodgers, he just wants familiarity. He doesn't want to have to throw the ball on a two-point conversion to Equanimeous St. Brown so he can drop it. He wants to throw it to Davante Adams on a third down so he can drop it. That's what he wants. If I'm going to throw the pass, if my receivers aren't going to catch my passes in the biggest game of their lives, I want it to be guys that I'm confident in instead of guys that I barely know. That's what I want. We'll see what Matt LaFleur says and if any other former Packer announces that he's being traded. I don't know what they're going to give up for Cobb. I mean, it's got to be, what, a 7th, 6th rounder? What can it be? But they got to restructure that deal. Cobb's supposed to make $8 million this year? Packers aren't paying him $8 million. Here's Matt LaFleur at the podium.
Yes, but I'm going to keep it to myself.
So you guys doing a lot of drawn up of 2 slot receiver formations. What do you think about adding Randall Cobb to the mix?
Well, until it's official. You can never have enough good players. And, you know, I think we have a pretty creative staff that will find different ways to incorporate those guys. And so just, you know, the possibility of that happening, we're really excited about.
Guys, to the point where Aaron would show up on time and be what Brian says all in.
I think there was a lot that went into it, and there was a lot of hours, a lot of thought put into everything. There was certainly a lot of communication, and I think that's where everything starts. Is we've got to be great communicators, within our own structure and our own building with our players. And so I think that just progressed and we got to a good spot.
Matt, were there times this offseason that you doubted whether or not this would happen, that Aaron would come back, and juxtapose against what kind of a relief is there now that you're standing here and if he is back?
Yeah, I think you're always prepared for the possibilities, and you're always planning and thinking about, you know, either scenario, because we were quite frankly very unsure. So You have to have plans for whatever would happen, and I'm just really happy that he's back in the building. He's a part of this football team because, you know, with him we feel like the sky's the limit.
So Matt, you were very unsure that he'd be back. When did that change? When did you start to feel like this is real and he'll be here?
I think any time in this business, Tom, you just take it until you know and you actually see somebody. Whether it's whatever transaction that may be, or, you know, you got a player that, everything we went through, and until you see him, that's when you feel pretty good about it.
So when you saw him, what did you say to him?
Great to have you here, man.
That's it? After
all? There was a few more things, but I'm going to keep that between us.
How much of a concern is this about this being a potential distraction or chemistry issues, or do you think that's all solved now that you can see it?
You know, I think just the more we get into playing football, I think, that'll kind of take care of itself. I think, if you ask the guys in the locker room, which I know you guys will get an opportunity to, they were just excited to, you know, have their leader back.
What do you say to Jordan? I mean, can't imagine kind of what he went through this offseason, maybe thinking he's starting, maybe thinking he's not. What's the discussion with him like at this point?
The same message it's been even back when there was a lot of noise out there. You know, just you got to control what you can control. And I thought he did an outstanding job. I thought he really did a good job of, you know, taking ownership in the offense, working on the fundamentals, and becoming a better player. And ultimately, whether you're a starter, you're a backup, you're the 90th man on the roster, that has to be your mentality. Your mentality has to be, I got to become the best player that I can become, because there's so many variables in this game, and you just never know when you're going to get your opportunity, and you got to be prepared for that opportunity when that moment comes.
Matt, this offseason, you clearly tired of answering questions about Aaron not being here. How relieved, excited, overjoyed are you to be able to answer questions about him being here?
Yeah, I'm just excited that we have everybody back, and we're going through a training camp, and it feels a little bit more normal than it did a year ago, but obviously there's still some protocols in place that where it's not completely like it was two seasons ago. But, you know, anytime you get these guys in the building, this is what we signed up for, this is what we love to do, is interact with our players, coach our players, form those relationships with our players, and then, you know, put together a plan to go out there and compete to the best of our ability.
Matt, Brian said that he expects Aaron to practice today. As far as splitting the reps, do you anticipate Jordan still getting a healthy share of those, even with the ones, or is it going to be Aaron back with the? How do you split that so that he can still develop Jordan as Aaron incorporates himself back here?
Yeah, that's going to be something that we're going to talk about each and every day. A lot of it is just conversation with, you know, how each individual player feels. Certainly you don't – it's interesting because a year ago, you know, we had that ramp-up period, and now it feels like you're going 0 to 100. So we know that for us to be at our best, we need everybody available, and whether it's the quarterback position or any position, we're going to – There's going to be a gradual build-up to that.
Matt, how much stress did the drama of this offseason put on the organization, and is it possible just to flip the page so it doesn't affect the team moving forward?
Yeah, I don't. There was no stress. I don't know what you're talking about. No, that's just, listen, it's part of the business, and there's you can never get too high or never too low in this profession. I think you got to stay consistent. You got to stay steady because there are a lot of variables. There's variables throughout the course of the season. It's stressful when, you know, you're getting ready for a game and your left tackle goes down in practice. I mean, there's always stress involved. And so I just think you got to stay consistent and stay focused on the task at hand, what's right in front of you, and really try to get better on a daily basis.
Brian acknowledged this morning that you guys, the organization is pretty much all in for this season based on some of the moves you've made. Do you feel like Aaron's all in? Do you have any doubt in your mind that he's not all in?
Yeah, I have no doubts. I mean, he is, I can say that he is the most competitive person I've ever been around. So there's no doubt about it that he's going to go out there and play to the highest of his ability.
Barely.
I just drank a lot of wine at night, so it put me to sleep. I you're always thinking, but I think as a coach, you're always thinking about the possibilities and how, you know, what the next move is, and try to stay ahead of the competition. You know, I know that with the success we had specifically on the offensive side of the ball last year, everybody's watching your tape, and they're trying to catch up and see what, how to stop the things that you did that made you successful. So you're always just kind of thinking. So that's every night.
Speaking of the offensive progression, we heard from you and Aaron and Luke and all the guys involved on offense last year quite a bit about the work you did during the offseason as far as progressing, things that worked, things that didn't. Obviously, Aaron wasn't a part of any of that this offseason. Are there things that you've done with Luke and Nathaniel that you've got to bring him up to speed on? Changes you want to make? Certain, you know, plays that you think will work better against looks, etc.? Or is that you're just going to hit the ground running in camp and he's going to assimilate?
No, that was the first meeting we had, just talking about all the little minor adjustments or new plays or whatnot that we incorporated over the course of the offseason. And certainly there's going to be a lot of give and take there as we progress through in camp. And you know, we're constantly evolving. If you don't, you get left behind. So I know that there's going to be a lot of dialogue from here until throughout the entire season.
Had that good dialogue and Hackett. I remember you guys talking about the Zoom sessions last year where you really delved into it. Based on all this, do you think Aaron wants even more of that, or was he okay with, you know, the level that you guys had?
Well, I you know, that's a conversation we have not had, but I can't see it changing much. It was on a daily basis before every game plan. You know, we're always kind of bouncing stuff off each other and explaining why we might want to do a certain play or whatnot. And, you know, if after the course of the week when he goes out there and gets those reps, if there's something that he's not comfortable with, then a lot of times we would just scratch it out or, you know, save it until we had some more repetitions of it.
Matt, when you talk to Mark Murphy, it's clear he's pleased with the communication between you, Goody, Russ. But you've been to six different NFL teams, you know, places where a veteran walk in and talk to the young. What's the difference between those teams and the way this place is, between administration, players, personnel?
Well, I think every place is a little bit different, you know, in terms of just how you're structured. But I will say this, you know, going into year three, I can tell you that our communication has never been better. And it's consistent. It's on a daily basis. We talk about just the littlest of details, and I feel really good about where we're at.
Speaking of year three, what did you guys really work on this offseason that's going to help you kind of get over that NFC Championship hump?
Well, I think every year, you know, has got new challenges, and, you know, I think it all starts in training camp, how you come together as a team, because that team cohesion, that team camaraderie, chemistry, that's an important part of it. And, you know, we know what the winning formula is around here, and it's taking it day by day, one game at a time. And I know it's cliche, and I'm sure some of you guys are rolling your eyes at me right now, but that is the truth. And we know that, you know, we've got to do a great job on both sides of the ball, taking care of the football, and then defensively and in our coverage units, getting it out, because there's not a better indicator of wins and losses in this game or in this league. So, you know, we're just going to take it one day at a time and try to just watch this team come together, and we'll see where we're at.
Matt, you mentioned it a lot throughout this process that you were working tirelessly to correct the situation with Aaron. Brian mentioned it, Mark mentioned it. What did that look like? Was it constant daily texts? How often were you on the phone with him? Was it a daily thing, a weekly thing, a monthly thing? What did it look like?
It was just a lot of conversation, whether it was, you know, through text or in person, and you know, Zoom, FaceTime, it was everything.
Do you feel your relationship with Aaron is any different than it was heading into last year?
No, I feel great about our relationship.
Can you notice a difference in the locker room now with all the cloud of uncertainty away compared to, I guess, during OTAs and minicamp? Is there a noticeable difference to you among the team?
Well, these guys just got in here yesterday, so it's really, really tough to tell. We had administrative meetings yesterday, and then we haven't even gone out for practice yet. So, you know, that's a tough answer right now.
You two more in person.
Hey, Matt. With building out the training camp schedule, what were those conversations like with Robert, you know, setting up those joint practices? And what did you feel you guys got out of that 2 years ago when you had that with
Houston? Yeah, I just sent him what we're going to do. And I said, hey, if you got a problem with this, just let me know. So he's a guy that I talk with quite frequently. So, you know, we'll probably sit down and talk a little bit more about it as that time comes closer. But I just think the competitiveness of the practices, it's really hard to replicate, you know. And these guys, they get tired of going against their own teammates every day. Training camp, so it's a long process. So I think it also affords us the ability to maybe not play some of our starters in that preseason game feeling good about the work they got in those 2 days of practices.
Because given Aaron's misgivings about joint practices with the Texans last time around, do you give the rest to Jordan since this is the age of, I guess, communicating with your quarterback?
We're always communicating with him. But, we'll have more of those conversations as it comes closer.
You know what? After that first practice against the Texans, that was one of the most galvanized Packers locker rooms I've been in, particularly after a training camp practice. And did you pick up on that? Do you remember that?
Yeah, are you talking about after the hit? Yeah, that's the one thing that you just want to make sure that everybody's on the same page in terms of what are the standards, how are you going to compete against one another and not put other people at risk. But yeah, sometimes in moments like that, it does galvanize the locker room.
All right, we're going to go to virtual. Sarah, go ahead. Sarah, can you hear me?
That's great. Sorry. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
That was my fault. Go ahead, Chris Ross.
Hey, Matt. With all the speculation, I know you guys don't know what's going to happen after this year, but there certainly is a lot of speculation about this quote-unquote last dance scenario with Aaron. How do you keep that from being a distraction out of your locker room? Because you've been so good at that for 2 years with culture and cohesion. This certainly can rip at the fabric every time you get asked about it after every successful game or not successful game.
Yeah, I take it one day at a time. This is going to be a long, long journey this season, and that's just the mindset, and that's the message to the team is you got to take it day by day and make sure that we're putting in that work and investing in the journey, and the results will come.
Thanks, Alan.
Hey, Matt, obviously you love basketball, and you were at a handful of the Bucks playoff games. What did you learn from that whole journey process? What did you enjoy the most, and is there anything you can incorporate this year with your team watching that whole thing unfold?
Yeah, there were so many great moments, and I was at that game six, and that was pretty cool to watch, you know, all the confetti come down from the rafters, and just there were some cool moments in that game. I remember in the fourth quarter, when Portis got teed up and just seeing the leadership of Middleton looking at him and saying, we got 7 minutes left. And kind of so there was a lot of great leadership that showed through for the Bucks, and had a lot of conversations with those guys. And it was just what a cool moment for that city, for the state. And, you know, certainly got the juices flowing for me.
Kyle, WFRB.
Hey, Matt. I think a lot of people are excited to see Rashawn Gary this season as he enters year three. And some pick him to have a breakout season. What have you seen from Rashawn Gary throughout mid camps and OTAs and as you guys enter training camp? What have you seen from him?
The same thing we've been seeing for the last 2 years, and a guy that just pours everything into it. He is as hard of a worker as we have on our roster. I mean, he shows up all over the tape. Just the effort that he gives on a daily basis is exceptional, and we got to make sure that continues.
All right, guys, thank you.
All right, guys, we'll see you out there.
All right, that's Matt LaFleur, so we're able to bring the whole thing here to you. The Packers now going out for practice. Some guys already, they're giving us some music. We'll go with that. This is via Packers.com. Is gonna play. They're gonna give us this is funky. Packers press conferences. How about this? This may have been a first time in history that the Packers, somebody at the Packers podium, was asked about the Milwaukee Bucks and not the other way around. Remember, Bucks were on the brink of elimination against the Nets, and somebody jumped in and said, "Bud, it's pretty cool the Packers are at your game, huh?" Bud's like, yeah, sure. But now Matt LaFleur is being asked, what can you learn from your world champion, Milwaukee Bucks? See? Yeah, we're talking Aaron Rodgers. We're talking Packers. don't forget that the Bucks won the title. We've got the trade deadline coming up on Friday. We're going to hear from Rodgers and Devontae and Adrian Amos, Goody and LaFleur, Randall Cobb's coming here. The Brewers are going to continue to destroy Pittsburgh. A lot going on. We're the one place that has it all for you. 1250 AM, The Fan, Big Show up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.